Right now, it is time for us to check sports, and we'll bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. How about that contract Zach Prescott signed, huh?
Who?
Dak Prescott.
What'd he sign?
He signed a contract extension, and listen to what it is. $160 million includes $126 million guaranteed.
For how long?
That averages out at $42 million a year, they say. So
5 years?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's insane. See, I bet you if you compare that to Tony Romo's contract, it's much bigger, much bigger.
So what? He got 200-something million for 5 years?
No, he got a four-year, $160 million.
Four-year.
Yeah, $160 million deal. Guaranteed money of $126 million no matter what. The first 3 years of the contract, he'll average $42 million a year.
So what's Brady getting next year to play for Tampa, $60
million? Well, he's now in the process of negotiating that contract. So he would have to be north of $42 million a year.
If a rust bucket's getting that much, a guy that's won 7 Super Bowls should get a hell of a lot more. How many playoff games did Dak Prescott win? How many playoff games has he won?
0.
Yeah, and how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won?
7, right?
Yeah. And he's you got to put a multiplier on that. Maybe Tom Brady gets $100 million a year.
You know, and when you look at Brady's numbers, and as I said, I keep mentioning this, the guy's he's played 20 complete years in the National Football League, and he's been in 10 Super Bowls. Half his career, he has gone to the Super Bowl, and he's got 7 rings.
And so, also ran $40 million a year.
It really is crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's I just can't. I
keep supporting these teams, people.
Yeah,
keep on supporting them.
You know, anyways, I know
like
it's
a moth to the flame. Go back in September,
and you see where the Patriots are trying to get Garoppolo back.
Good luck.
Yeah.
They probably hope they can because it's an upgrade over what they got.
Oh yeah. Even though he was injured.
Put it this way. If Garoppolo was all he's supposed to be, why the 49ers letting him go?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go back to the Marshmallow Anthony story. If he's as good as he's supposed to be, why are the Denver Nuggets letting him go?
All right, the Islanders won their 5th straight once again.
Yeah, they're rolling.
Oh,
I mean, they won 7 out of their last 10. They're in first place. Remember, this was a team near the bottom of the barrel with the Rangers not too long ago. And right now they're 15-6-4 and still have not lost at home. They're 10-0-2 at home.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They're playing.
We saw it last year when they made that run in the abbreviated playoffs. Well, not the abbreviated playoffs. The playoffs were legit. The abbreviated season, which they played three quarters of it. The Islanders are for real. They got off to a little stumble, and now they're playing good. And they're a team that could definitely win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they're just playing.
The
impeccable
difference between them, the Devils, and the Rangers is the Islanders can play for a Stanley Cup. The other ones can watch it from the stands.
That's right.
They all could be present, but only one team's going to play in it, and it's not the Devils and it's not the Rangers.
And speaking about the Rangers, they are taking on the Penguins today at 6 o'clock. And
they got smoked the other day by Pittsburgh.
And then the Islanders will take on the Bruins tonight at 7 o'clock.
Should be a good game.
Yeah.
That should be a good game because Boston is 5 points behind them. With 3 games in hand, so this is a big game for both teams, for the Islanders to get more separation and for the Bruins to try to get a little closer and hold those games in hand.
You know, I did something this weekend and it was so much fun. I watched a preseason baseball. It just seemed,
how many innings?
It was a full 9-inning game.
Wow, you're lucky you.
But it was just nice to see that green grass, and it was at Steinbrenner Field. They were 40% of capacity, but there were still like 5,000 people in the stands, and it was just nice to see baseball being played outdoors in warm weather and fans in the stands.
Yeah, it's just a shame to see the teams raping the fans for the prices that they're charging them for these tickets. I mean, it really is a crime. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to charge for regular season baseball if they're charging this for preseason baseball.
Yeah, it's once again, it's.
I mean, it is good to see.
Yeah.
But these teams got to stop raping the people.
Well, that's the whole thing. You would figure after, you know, baseball does some pretty stupid things. When they were having attendance problems, what did they do? They juiced off the ball. First of all, they let people go on steroids and hit 60, 70, 75 home runs a year. Mm-hmm. That brought the people back, and that came down. Then another thing to boost the excitement of the game, they juiced the baseball. Mm-hmm. And once again, everybody's hitting 20, 25 home runs.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everybody.
Even a bad boy.
Everybody. So they've made some poor decisions, and I think you're right. I see, as a team owner, you know what I would have done this year?
I wouldn't make it free. You can't make it free.
No, but I would have cut it back. I would have cut it back 10-15% ticket prices.
Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, even at that point, they're still pretty extravagant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And when people go to the ballpark and they're paying 15% less, guess what they're going to do with that 15% less? They're going to spend it at the ballpark.
Yep.
They're going to spend it at...
on their $12 beers.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. That's what I don't understand. If you want to get people back and interested, get them back and interested. Say, hey, you know, it was a horrible thing that happened last year, blah, 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 blah. This is what we're going to do. They're still going to make their money.
Yeah. It's just... I agree 100%.
Just going to come in a little different.
When I looked at the prices what they're charging for spring training, it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. And then to add insult to injury, some of these games only go five innings. How do you explain that?
I will give them credit. The Phillies and the Yankees, the game that I watched, for five or six innings, they left all the starters in. Then from the seventh inning on, they started subbing and stuff like that and putting other people in. But still, I just have to say, it was nice to see. It's been a horrible February, and that just... made me feel good, and that means I'm tuned back into MLB Network now instead of watching all this other stuff.
I mean, for spring training, there's not a lot of controversy coming out anywhere yet.
No, absolutely not.
Not a lot.
I think because players want to play after a year of what happened last year, and owners don't want to rock the boat any more than with the players than they have to. So,
well, I could tell you one guy that's going to have a bullseye on his back.
Who?
Trevor Bauer. Did you see what he pulled the other day?
No, I didn't.
He said he wanted to pitch against the Padres with one eye closed because if he pitched with both eyes open, it would be too easy. So he was pitching with one eye closed. Truth. Not making this up.
Yeah, it's... Why even do that? Why even say that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that just is fodder for people coming after you.
It's bulletin board fodder, absolutely.
I mean, I never had anything bad to say about Trevor Bauer. I thought, you know, he was a decent pitcher, highly overpaid and everything else. But that is just like he gets the don't drink the Kool-Aid award today.
Especially.
What are you thinking about?
And especially during spring training.
Stupid. I mean, just stupid.
All right. Hey, how'd you do in your racing this past weekend?
We had an interesting weekend. In the Hillsboro, the ninth race, we had the winner, Micheline Cold, went off at a surprising 9-2. Ran real nice, sat a little close to the pace, and that started our pick four and everything, and a nice win ticket. Looked in good shape, except then in the next race, we ran second, third, and fourth. So we had the lead late into the stretch and got beat and ran second, third, and fourth in that race. So that was a little bit disheartening. And then in the 11th race, the Tampa Bay Derby, our horse was in perfect position, hidden stash, moved to second. Looked like it was going to go right by a turf horse, Helium, which I had a question mark about because this horse was 2-for-2 and definitely a big, big turf breeding on this horse. And then suddenly Helium just like jumped again and got the lead and beat our horse Hidden Stash. So a little bit of a head scratcher there in the Tampa Bay Derby, but we started off good enough with Micheline to cover ourselves for the day. But one interesting thing, out on the leftist coast where everything they think is on the up and up, One of Bobby Baffert's horse, Life Is Good, was given the sledgehammer. What's that mean? Well, Bobby Baffert had two horses in a six-horse race, one of them being a three-horse with Johnny Ortiz, Johnny Velasquez riding. He might as well be one of the Ortiz brothers, what he did in this race. So Life Is Good breaks in the rail, sits near the front, and the other speed in the race is the three. Well, the three never pushes the one, and the three makes a right-hand turn going into the first turn to float everybody wide. So when you watch him go into the turn, you have the one all alone, and then you got to go six places off the rail to find the rest of the field. Three never pushed him, okay? So the one had an easy lead, got out in the back stretch, got out in the stretch, and everybody's all over this Life Is Good like he's the second coming to justify an American pharaoh. Folks, don't bet Life Is Good, because your life won't be good. This horse is a bona fide R.A.T., rat. And he's such a bad horse and got so overbet in the future book, which happened to be this weekend. I went and bet another $25 on Shug's horse that won the Fountain of Youth because he's heads and shoulders better than Life Is Good. And on the social media pages, you got to hear all these people drinking the Kool-Aid of how good this horse is. Thank God for parimutuel betting, because their mistakes will be another person's gain. Life Is Good. Today is what? March the 9th?
Yes.
Write it down. Life Is Good cannot and will not win the Kentucky Derby.
All right, there you go.
Write it down, folks. It's going to happen.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you on Friday, Mike, unless something big happens like Tom Brady signs.
For $150 million a year.
Yeah, that's right.
And gets 50% ownership of the Bucks.
That's it. There you go. All right, Mike. Thank you.
Have a good week, guys.
Mike Kosy with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.